A crowd of what appeared to be well over 400 turned out this morning to the St. Petersburg Clearwater Marriott on Roosevelt for the second annual Community Builders Breakfast hosted by Habitat for Humanity. Let's listen in on a portion of that program. Here is Habitat President and CEO Mike Sutton from the podium.
It's so great to see so many familiar faces with us this morning. Thank you for starting your Thursday morning off with Habitat for Humanity. For those that I have not met, my name is Mike Sutton, and I have the privilege and the pleasure of serving as CEO for Habitat for Humanity, a role that I've served in for about 4 years now. And every day is a pleasure working alongside our amazing staff and with our board of directors and getting to know all of you. So thank you so much for being here. 32 years ago, 10 individuals gathered at Trinity Church of Christ for the very first meeting of the Habitat Board of Directors. At that meeting, the very first Habitat family, Miss Jane Dunaway and her two sons, were approved to be the first partner family in the Habitat Pinellas program. At that time, we were called Pinellas Habitat for Humanity, an organization whose mission was God's people building together. Today, our mission remains the same, but through the dedication and focus of hundreds of individuals who have served on the Habitat Board of Directors over those 32 years, more than 435 families are now Habitat homeowners. You can imagine the thousands of volunteers, millions of dollars, and countless hours of labor that have poured into Habitat for Humanity here in Pinellas County over those 32 years. Our ministry is stronger than ever, thanks to the continued support and investment that Pinellas County makes in Habitat for Humanity. But the need has never been so great. Our board of directors adopted a 4-year strategic plan in 2014 that was focused on growth and sustainability. We found as we dug deeper into the community, there are too many families paying an exorbitant amount of money for rent, too many families living in overcrowded situations that stunt the growth, the emotional and mental growth of their children, and too many families living in dilapidated housing situations being taken advantage of by unresponsive landlords. For many of these families, Habitat for Humanity is an opportunity they know nothing about. So many people in our community, including many of you, believe Habitat is a giveaway program, or a rental program, or even a program that serves the homeless. Habitat homeowners must show steady employment and earn between 30% and 80% of the area median income. They must have decent credit, not perfect credit, and they must be willing to partner with Habitat. They invest more than 350 hours of sweat equity into the construction of Habitat homes and into their very own home, while attending 20 homeowner education classes. These classes are designed to provide them the skills and the knowledge to be successful homeowners and members of our community. They learn how to budget, how to save for the future, how to stay away from predatory lending, and how to be a good neighbor. 8 of these required classes revolve around the financial portion of owning a home. Our homeowners then purchase the home from Habitat with a 0% interest mortgage. Their mortgage payments go back into what we call the Fund for Humanity and help build more Habitat homes here in Pinellas County. Our 430 plus families contributed more than $400,000 to the local tax base here in Pinellas County just this past year. Without Habitat, these families would most likely never own their own home. They make too much to qualify for assistance from the government, and they make too little to qualify for a traditional mortgage. We see our families improve their lives with a healthy home through Habitat. Grades increase for their children, graduation becomes a clearer reality, health improves, relationships strengthen, and our community benefits. We recently completed a home in Clearwater for a single mother of three. The home life for this single mother of three changed significantly when she decided to leave years of abuse and provide a healthier environment for her children. Through the encouragement of her friends and family, she applied for the Habitat program and stayed focused on completing the hours and classes that were required while balancing the work and care for her children. See, we may not all relate to the hardships of a single parent, but we can relate to the balances of life. We know nothing will get in the way of providing stability and the best for our families. This family is now living in a Habitat home, an affordable living situation. The children are thriving in school. The single mom is enrolled in nighttime classes at St. Petersburg College to better her education. We have St. Petersburg College President Dr. Tanja Williams with us today. We're really excited about a partnership we'll be launching here in a few short months. Stay tuned. 1 year later, this family's life is drastically improved, and Habitat was blessed to be a small part of it. As Jason mentioned earlier, the future is so bright for Habitat for Humanity, but we need to continue to educate the community on our program.
Habitat's President and CEO Mike Sutton speaking this morning at the Community Builders Breakfast at the Marriott St. Petersburg Clearwater on Roosevelt, the second annual Community Builders Breakfast, a fundraiser for Pinellas Habitat for Humanity.